It's Marketplace Tech for May 2nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This week, Alibaba Group Holding Limited, or BABA if you're watching the ticker, is expected to give its latest earnings report. Call it China's answer to Amazon and PayPal combined. We wanted to check in on the company with the help of Ann Stevenson Yang, founder of J Capital Research. Ann, good to talk to you.
Well, thanks, Ben.
So we've seen U.S. companies struggle in China in recent weeks. Apple comes to mind. How's Alibaba doing right now?
You know, Alibaba is definitely going to be reporting at least 20% growth, but it's not very representative of the underlying consumer economy.
Yeah, how come? What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, talk to any of the companies that sell on the Alibaba platforms. They're all struggling. They're all losing money. They're in a miserable environment.
You think Alibaba's sales numbers then are a little inflated?
You know, I don't think inflated is a particularly useful term. They include a whole lot of things like, sales of financial products and moving money from here to there. And so, you know, once you roll all those things together, you come to a much smaller number for the actual sale of products.
Looking forward, what do you think Alibaba's moves are going to be? I mean, it's such a massive company. It does all these different things. What do you see as the future of the company in the next few years?
You know, I think it's very interesting that Alibaba is so much more interested in being in financial services than in the sale of products online. And its moves in financial services are probably going to be thwarted by the regulators, but they're nevertheless interesting. And this attempt to build a credit record for individuals, which includes all sorts of merits other than whether you actually pay your bills. I mean, I find that very interesting as a sort of emblem of Alibaba's attempt to align with the government.
Ann Stevenson Yang is founder of J Capital Research. Ann, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Ben, for having me.
If you are shopping for a refrigerator today, you have a new futuristic option from Samsung. The company's new Family Hub fridge connects to Wi-Fi, sports built-in cameras, and a large touchscreen. And part of the tech is powered by MasterCard. The other day, we got a demo from Mike Minnelli, who started by dropping a pin with our location.
So we're now in the New York City Tech Hub.
And we're standing next to a Samsung fridge. And it's got a big touch screen in it.
One of the unique qualities of the fridge here is the cameras. If you're at work, you can actually look at the inside of your fridge from your mobile phone, so you know what you actually have in there and what you need for dinner to prepare, and you can place an order. The part that MasterCard played in the groceries app is we realized when we looked at the information that on average, households visit 4 stores to shop for their groceries and other items that they need. And what we wanted to do is bring technology that can tap into all these different locations from one central point in the fridge, making it easier to connect buyers to the actual sellers.
So I've got some buttons here. One says Groceries by MasterCard. So that's probably what we want to look at, right? Can I hit that?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm going to delete some of this stuff. Don't need the Cheerios. I'll keep the tofu. I think I want to go back and add some beer. I think I want craft. Okay, now I got a bunch of IPA options. I think I'm going to go Bell's Two Hearted Ale. So now, because I'm 16 and I don't know any better, I'm going to add 13 six-packs.
There's actually a pin in here, so when you go to place an order, the parent would actually have the code to unlock the checkout.
All right, so I'm going to try and check out and see how far I get. Proceed to checkout.
And I would say, why don't we pick Monday?
Now, place order for $216, most of which is beer. Ah, I have to put in a PIN, and I don't know the PIN.
There you go. So I'll put in the PIN.
It's not a very secure PIN. 1, 2, 3, 4, come on.
Hey, it's an easy way to remember it.
All right, all done.
So I'll see you on Monday, and we can have some beer.
Sounds good.
Mike Minnelli there, VP at MasterCard's Innovation Hub. By the way, price tag on the Family Hub fridge, around $5,000. Tomorrow, we'll get a peek at how many cars were sold last month in the U.S., including from GM and its subsidiary Chevrolet. One of Chevrolet's newer models, the 2016 Malibu, has a special set of reporting software called Teen Driver. The idea is to protect younger drivers, essentially, from themselves. Mary Ann Beebe is engineer with Chevrolet and worked on the project.
Parents can register any of their vehicle keys to be a teen driver key. And anytime you start the vehicle with this teen driver key, the technology is automatically activated and certain settings will apply. So for instance, we know how important it is for teens to buckle up, so we encourage them to do so by muting the radio until the driver and the front passenger are wearing their seatbelts. And then there's an in-vehicle report card, which is really unique to this technology, and it gives parents some information on their teen's driving performance.
Yeah, this I had some questions about this because I can imagine as a kid, not that I ever did this or would do this, but as a kid saying, oh, I'm going over to Ted's house to do homework, and really I'm going to Jenny's house to hang out. Were you concerned at all about this sort of surveillance aspects of this, potentially?
Right, I get that, because I never did that as a teen either. Never.
No, of course, never.
So we understand. And for instance, if your son or daughter comes back and has several automatic braking events or several forward collision alerts, then that gives you some information. You know, maybe they're not leaving enough headway or maybe they're not paying enough attention. You can kind of have some conversations that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise known to have. And then if you look at the flip side from a teen's perspective, teens can use it as a way to prove to their parents that they've been driving safely and maybe gain some trust and gain some more driving privileges.
Yeah.
So it can go either way.
Marianne Beebe is engineer with Chevrolet. Marianne, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.